In Chechnya today, a blast killed the region's Russian-backed president and a top-ranking Russian general, according to wire service reports quoting the Chechen Interior Ministry. The explosion took place in a stadium in the Chechen capital of Grozny during a celebration marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. At least 15 people died in the explosion, according to wire service reports from Moscow. NPR Moscow bureau chief Lawrence Sheets is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, just across the border from Chechnya. He's on his cell phone. Lawrence, what have you been able to learn about what happened today?
Well, the Russian authorities are now confirming that Akhmat Kadyrov, the Russian-backed leader, president of Chechnya, has been killed. He, along with General Valery Baranov, who is the commander of Russian troops in Chechnya, the Chechen operation there, as a very powerful bomb or a mine, the reports say, went off in the main stadium in the Chechen capital, Grozny. Mr. Kadyrov, along with high-ranking Russian officials, have been watching a military parade. This was a commemoration of the end of World War II, Victory Day, as it's known here in Russia. Evidently, this bomb was planted under the viewing area where Kadyrov was standing, and he has been confirmed dead now.
Now, who exactly was Akhmat Kadyrov? Tell us more about him.
Akhmat Kadyrov led a very interesting path to lead Chechnya. He was actually a separatist himself for a great many years. He was the mufti, the chief mufti of Chechnya under the separatist leadership for years and years in the 1990s. He then broke ranks with the separatists in 1999. He said that he saw too much of radical Islam, very conservative brand of Islam, being imported into the separatist movement from the Middle East. And he broke with the separatist movement in 1999, went over to the other side, and joined the Russians when they were beginning their second war in Chechnya in 1999 in order to crush the region's independence bid. And he was viewed, of course, with great hostility by a great many of the separatists, seeing one of their own go over to the Russians and eventually becoming president of the region was something which they did not like, and they'd been trying to assassinate Kadyrov for quite some time. He'd actually survived several other assassination attempts.
How may this then change the situation in Chechnya?
Well, ironically, Mr. Kadyrov, during the last few months, had been very vocally criticizing Kremlin policy in Chechnya. He was elected last year in what was regarded as a sham election. He was basically appointed by the Kremlin. But since then, he'd really become quite independent, and he had been taking the government to task in Moscow over all of the people who had disappeared in Chechnya over the last few years. Up to 3,000 people have simply vanished without a trace in Chechnya, many of them taken away by Russian troops in the middle of the night. So he had vowed to get to the bottom of many of these human rights abuses, and he'd also really hammered away at getting as much for Chechnya as it could possibly get from the Russian government in terms of financing and in terms of economic autonomy. Chechnya, of course, is an oil-producing region. He wanted to keep a lot of the money there. So in the short run, perhaps it's going to create, obviously, some disturbances. We have a power vacuum now to some extent in Chechnya. But in the longer term, the Russians may end up with someone who is far more loyal, someone far more to their liking in power, because Mr. Kadyrov had been an irritant in recent months.
NPR Moscow bureau chief Lawrence Sheets in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, just across the border from Chechnya. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Leanne.